said Mulvaney, putting him aside, but very gently. "'Tis not me, nor will it be me, while doing a shad's here. I was but showing something.' Learoyd bowed on his bedstead, groaned, and the gentleman rank aside in his sleep. Ortheris took Mulvaney's tendered pouch, and we three smoked gravely for a space, while the dust devils danced on the glasses and scoured the red-hot plain. "'Pop,' said Ortheris, wiping his forehead, "'don't tantalise me with drink enough drink, and I'll stuff you into your own breech block and fire you off,' grunted Mulvaney. Ortheris chuckled, and from a niche in the veranda produced six bottles of ginger ale. "'Where'd you get it, you Machiavel?' said Mulvaney. "'Tis no bizarre, Pop.' "'How do I know what the officers drink?' answered Ortheris. "'Ask the mess, man.' "'You'll have a district court marshal sitting on me yet, son,' said Mulvaney. "'But,' he opened the bottle, "'I will not report you this time, for what's in the mess kit is meant for the belly, as they say, especially when the meat is drunk. Here's luck. A bloody war, I know. We got the sickly season worth, then.' He waved the innocent Pop to the four quarters of heaven. "'A bloody war. North, east, south and west. A jock, you quaking Hayrick, come and drink.' But Learoyd, half mad with the fear of death, presaged in the swelling veins of his neck, was pegging his maker to strike him dead, and fighting for more air between his prayers. A second time, Ortheris drenched the quivering body with water, and the giant revived.